what I told these guys is there's no magic formula for holding on to the football. You can't come in and play Chicago at Chicago with the turnovers they've created historically with Lovey, knowing the type of pressure they put on the football, and turn it over five times. You can't win. You can't win a game in the NFL doing that. There's no chance to do that. And we had drives. We had opportunities. We had things. I thought we came out well in the second half, stopped them defensively, was able to go down the field, score, then not be able to execute the extra point. And then the other opportunities we had in the second half, just couldn't do anything with them. And there's no chance. There's no chance doing it that way. I thought defensively there was a lot of positive things. We were able to get some pressure on Cutler. We were able to turn the ball over. We were able to hold him during those sudden changes. And we just can't have it without it being complimentary. And you can't overcome bye week. Going to look at everything. Going to look at the coaching. Going to look at the playing. Going to look at the personnel. We're going to look at what combinations we can improve. Made some changes today in terms of who played. Told the guys during the week everybody needed to be ready to play, even if you haven't played very much up to this point. And we're going to get the right combination. We're going to get the right combination of people out there. We're in the right combination of things that we're trying to do from a scheme perspective and improve, because that's what has to be done. And that's what we're going to use this week to do, is to look at everything across the board and find out the places where we can move forward. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
So what do you do now at quarterback, Gary?
We'll look at it, Jeff, at every position. We're going to look at every single position.
Why then would Brady already down that much, only 4 minutes left?
Give him some reps. Get him in there. Let him work. Because I thought we actually moved the ball at points earlier. And then Muhammad had the fumble. Steve Heiden had the fumble. I can't remember who else had the turnover there. But I thought we were actually moving the ball relatively effectively, especially compared to what we had done earlier. And we'd get a first down, turn the ball over twice. There's ways that you hold on to the football. There's very specific points of pressure that you have to put on the fumble or onto the football. There's an awareness of the incoming defender and making sure that you have that secure before you start to run. There's a lot of ways that you can do it, but it starts with awareness, and it starts with a priority there and then everything else. I didn't see whether or not he got pressured on the play, but you don't just throw it up there. Throw it away if it's not there, and if you got a chance, you throw it up there. But you can't just throw it up for grabs.
Playing without Barton and not having two starting inside linebackers, what's your
effect with that? Hard. I mean, both guys are core play callers, and you lose DeQuell last week, you lose Barton for the second half. Those guys have really worked together for a substantial amount of time, and we've tried to get Kaluka a lot of reps and David Bowens a lot of reps. I thought David Bowens, I think he's done an outstanding job coming in, having only worked on the outside, except for the work that he did last year when he played inside, to call the defense. There were multiple adjustments that we had defensively. And I thought overall those guys did a nice job of executing them, recognizing the formation, executing them, and it helped us. It helped us throughout the game. And I thought as a group, defensively, this was one of our better games in terms of overall communication. And, really, Eric, David was a huge part of that.
Would you say right now, Eric, you are disgusted, pissed, or what?
I mean, you can choose any of those emotions, and they'd fit. It's It's having the opportunities that we had throughout the course of the game and turn the ball over five times. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Oh, there's a range of plays that we run out of that formation, and where you do gain somebody is you gain the running back as a blocker and the quarterback as a runner, and they do have to put somebody out in the quarterback, the true quarterback, to honor them, so that those two guys cancel themselves out, then you gain the other player.
Do you know how big Barton is?
I don't yet, no.
Okay.